So our organization we are in control of 3.9 million lives who all belong to private medical insurance. Our role is to ensure that we get that vaccine to them as speedily as possible as government makes the supply of the vaccine available. Our role will be to ensure that we can direct all of those members of ours, the 3.9 million lives, to the appropriate vaccination sites that we're going to be setting up countrywide, utilizing our 3,000 registered nurses to assist and aid with the actual vaccination process.
What is your take on why the Johnson & Johnson vaccine rollout was suspended in South Africa?
So the suspension was following, in fact, what the outcome of the studies were found in the US, in fact, you know, with those six patients that found to have blood clots. So the suspension that took place here was for exactly the same reason, to do more clinical studies on what the risk is of the blood clotting, but also more importantly, how the treatment protocols needs to happen and what symptoms needs to be watched out for. So as of last week as well, the suspension was lifted and Johnson & Johnson can continue to be rolled out in our country as well. But there are additional protocols that are being issued with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And what that means is that people that are prone to blood clotting, they are informed upfront. They are also told what symptoms to watch out for so that there is a proactive reaction that can happen as opposed to a reactive reaction on the blood clotting. As we all know, however, the risk is extremely low of this blood clotting risk.
From what you have seen so far, what has been the overall attitude of how South Africans have been reacting to the disease, one, and two, the vaccination process embarked by the government and being aided by organizations such as yours?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I think South Africans generally have been compliant with regards to the various levels of lockdown that we've had in the country, and generally have been compliant to the social distancing, wearing of masks, and the sanitization. So the behavioral aspect has been there to a large extent. You know, Peter, what is always challenging is in the lower income communities, where there are maybe six people in a small two-bedroom place or eight people living in a small two-bedroom place. That's always the risk. How do they social distance? So that's always a socioeconomic challenge we face. Through this process, by the way, South Africans have been actually quite critical of government in its lateness of rolling out the vaccine. So a lot of people have been waiting for the vaccine so that we can get the economy going, that people can get their lives back in some respects and get back to normal, however the new normal will look like. But having said that, there are also the skeptics, right, as is skeptics exist all over the world. And so there will be people who will opt not to take the vaccine. From our perspective, we've seen a lot of corporates, companies, have been very excited and eager to get the vaccine. They want to get all of their staff vaccinated so that they can get back to working as productively as possible. And that's an exciting time, obviously, because it means the economy can open up. It means we can open up our borders. It means people can start traveling as well. And so there's a lot of excitement. But I think I would venture a guess that the studies tell us that there's about 40%, 40, 45% of people who are skeptical about getting the vaccine and who'd rather want to take a wait-and-see approach.
Should South Africa expect a third wave of the virus, the COVID-19 virus or disease?
Absolutely. So our predictions is, in fact, we're seeing it starting now already. We always expected our actuarial department, in fact, has done a lot of work on this, and we expected that the start of the third wave will commence now beginning of May, in fact. And the reason why we predicted that date was also because it would be 2 weeks post the Easter holidays. You know, when a lot of people would be having a lot of get-togethers and socializing, etc. So, in fact, just yesterday I was reading a report that in the four of the seven provinces in South Africa have already started to see an increase in new daily infection rates. So we will expect it to continue probably until about mid to late June, where we will hopefully turn the curve again and start getting out of it. And hopefully, Peter, you know, with this third wave, the one thing that we are grateful for is that a number of the healthcare workers, firstly, have been vaccinated, so the frontline workers will be safe. That's one really good thing. And secondly, as soon as we can start rolling out the vaccine for the over 60s, it means that our healthcare facilities will be able to handle the third wave a lot better than what we could in the first or second waves.